So why did you start your business?
Oh, how long do you have?
We interviewed Liz Corrado, a local business owner in Elizabethtown, PA. Her shop is called Frugal Finds, a place that is extremely popular with the youth of the area.
I buy outright all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I also like cater to certain styles.
Okay.
So I'm very observant, I think, of what people like.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to help people.
Yeah.
So I think that's what drives me also. Like, I just love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me a high that when I make people happy.
Yeah.
So, but I'm very observant how people are dressing. I ask questions to the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to them and ask them what do you like right now? Like, mm-hmm. for example, for the stickers. I have no idea what half the stickers are.
Her shop has many things that you could possibly find. This long list includes clothing, stickers, jewelry, movies, and other knickknacks that you wouldn't expect. Corrado said that she makes time to keep up with her audience and the current trends that arise.
How do you set your business apart from others in town?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say, well, all of our businesses are different in town, mm-hmm. and we all have something to offer, and I think we complement each other. I would say that mine is different because I have such variety.
Yeah.
And I would say that I don't think I'm like many other stores in general. The fact that I cater to certain styles and really focus on things that people want, like generational.
Yeah.
Like stickers or funky jewelry, fun, yeah. different. I make my own jewelry.
Oh, really?
A lot. Yep, I make a lot of my own jewelry, or I'll order charms that are different,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll assemble them. So, and then I think outside the box as far as that.
Through our conversation, Liz opened up about the struggles that she has with thieves with her shop.
How often does that happen, and how do you overcome that? Again, you don't have to answer that if that's...
It's okay. How do I handle this? So... I don't like it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I feel it's a violation. I use my cameras.
Yeah.
And I am very aware of my inventory.
Yeah.
It might not seem like it, but I know. And a lot of them are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know what sells and what doesn't sell. I can look at my register
right.
to see what sold. And my son will put in, you know, didn't put any jewelry in while I was gone. But then when I came in later, half of a good part of a display was missing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so I watched the cameras later that night, and I found, and they were kids that have been reckless before.
Yeah.
And I've watched them on the cameras before. And so how I handle it, I watch the cameras, I call the police. I put a report in, I will send them the footage,
mm-hmm.
and I will prosecute if able.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 13, so I can't prosecute.
Yeah.
I get parents involved if I can. I talk to them, like they're my kids.
Yeah.
And I said, if you're my daughter or my son, I wouldn't put up with this.
Right.
And I said, you're not only taking away from me and my family, you're taking away from my time, the police's time. And just kind of explaining and maybe giving them a little bit more insight of how it affects everyone.
Even with these struggles, Corrado receives support from the local community.
Do you think the community does a good job of supporting your business?
Absolutely. I've been in business downtown for over 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and at this location for 7. And, you know, I like to support the community as well. So I think it's a win-win situation. We both give each other, it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
I participate in the community events, and they support me by coming.
Yeah.
And I support by being involved.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. I know a lot of my customers by their names.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember. but I've had loyal customers for when I was even at Saturday's Market.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would say definitely the community supports my business.
Good.
Because of this great community and hard work, Corrado is able to keep a happy mantra about her career within business.
What has been your favorite moment in your journey as a business owner so far?
Ooh, there's a lot of good ones. I would say just some highlights, like the other, and my memory is not the greatest sometimes, but some of the greatest highlights is a girl just came in recently and I had a pocket watch. And she's been looking for pocket watches forever, and her mom wouldn't let her have one because girls don't need pocket watches, whatever mom. And she ended up getting two, and she was just delighted. So, like, matching something that somebody's been looking for, and they found it here. Or people coming in and go, oh, I used to have that as a kid. And just, like, creating the memories with people and having people come in and just say, I used to come here when I was a kid. Or I used to go to the flea market as a kid, and they grew up with me in my store. So, like, I love the college because it helped. I think, you know, I get older, but I think I'm still that at heart, like a college age and at heart, and I'm young at heart. And I think I love not being necessarily a mentor, but like almost like an older sister, sibling, like, hey, I've been through this, and look. You know, you don't have to have the major that you want, or you don't have to go into the, you know, what you call it?
Like your field of study.
I went to Eton College with an undecided major. I had no idea.
I did too.
So it's like, okay. And like when you're 17, 18 years old, sometimes you don't know what you want to do with your life. And it's okay to be that. And not everybody's like, can figure that out. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up until I grew up. And I don't even know if I'm grown up, but you know what I mean? Like it's, I evolved. And I would say that, you know, no matter what I focus on, I just try and make things better. So I think it's just part of my personality. And I think if you get the core, like having the, what I call the critical thinking skills, that you can gain by, I think, being going to college helps you with those things. And the problem solving and the social part and the whole experience. It's not necessarily what you're studying. It's the time management. It's the prep to get you into the real world. That, I think, is just as important than anything else. So I don't even remember what the question was.
What has been your favorite moment so far in your journey as a business owner?
So I think just the journey itself, you know, the whole thing, the whole experience, it's made me grow as a person and evolve, helped me evolve into who I am now. I think that that's a good way to.
Corrado stays positive about her business and success that she gets through having this unique shop in this little town.
How do you define success?
Success. It isn't monetary. I don't think financial is it. I mean, it always helps. But I would say at the end of the day, you feel like you've done what you can to make it better. Always keeping it fresh, figuring out problem solving, and achieving your goals. And keep making new ones.
Yeah.
It never ends.
It
success never ends. Or that you never get that, I'm done, I'm here, I made it.
It's never finished.
It's never finished. Yeah. So I would say success is just being happy in what you're doing. And being able to survive doing it.